T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Russ for the Score in Chicago. The Danny Parkin Show.
Least helpful local talk show host, Danny Parkin.
Afternoons on the Score.
Will Perdue.
Okay, favorite song in the car that you have to sing along with when it comes on? I'm going to go with Time by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay.
Are we playing it or not?
No, we're listening to your question.
I was going to go all Chuck Swirsky on you.
Oh, yeah, if you want to sing,
this
Hootie.
Was coordinated.
Oh, it was? Okay, I'll just sit back and relax and enjoy the bit.
Why you punish me like a wave crashing into the shore. You wash away my...
I mean, Danny's not even paying attention. He's on his damn phone texting. All right, moving on.
A little Hootie melody?
You basically just pooped over this whole segment. I'm sorry that I interfered.
Will, remember when you said you were going to, that Time was one of your favorite songs to sing and then you couldn't sing any of the words? Remember that?
Because I was waiting for Danny to pay attention.
Wait a minute.
You didn't know any of the words.
No, I did know the words. I've been to 12 Hootie and the Blowfish concerts. 12.
Shut up!
I am a division manager in charge of 29 people.
Shut up, bitch!
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
I've been to 12 Hootie and the Blowfish concerts. 12.
I am a division manager. I can do 100 push-ups in 20 minutes.
I've been to 12 Hootie and the Blowfish concerts. 12.
You remember the 420 Club?
I don't even know what that is.
Man, you're so funny, man.
The Danny Parkin Show.
That's what all the kids listen to you, man. You are the best thing on the radio.
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
So Will and I were vibing yesterday, as you can tell. That is a... I loved it, man. It was a lot of fun hanging out with Will Perdue. But he asked me those questions, and he called me out, and it was hilarious for me looking at my phone. But he just, like, he had it in his mind. Like, favorite drink, favorite movie, favorite song. Three totally reasonable questions for, like, setting up a dating profile or, hey, we'll get to know you or let's play 20 questions. But I know nothing about music. And so when I said that, he was just, like, totally taken aback. And then he didn't even sing his own damn song that he was claiming. You'll sing on the air. I'll sing on the air. Anthony Herron will sing on the air. And then Will Perdue didn't sing anything.
I've been to 12 Hootie and the Blowfish concerts. 12.
Oh, boy, that's too many. That's a lot too many. Hold on, let me count. Let's figure out how many over the line. 12. That's 12 more than necessary.
12. Whoop. Yeah. And I mean, not knowing. It was like, so you remember the 420 Club? And he's like, I don't even know what that is. Do you believe him?
That he doesn't know what that is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
You don't believe it, Les? Les doesn't believe it? Or as an extension of
you
Les,
think
Chris
an
Tannehill
NBA player doesn't know? Oh, God. You think an NBA player doesn't know, though? I just.
When
I
did
don't know.
420? 420 did not really. Begin to dominate its role as an emblem of what that means when Will Perdue was a player. I don't think so. Like, I remember learning about the 420 Club by, it was Ann Arbor, had the Hash Bash. That's on 420, isn't it? I believe that's when they did it in Michigan. They would do the Hash Bash on April 20th. That's when I learned about it. I think Will Perdue was living a very clean and efficient NBA lifestyle at that point. So it's possible.
Yeah, I think that I think I'd have to assume that he knew what it was, that he's just too buttoned up and professional, and he's catching that TV money. So you never know if what other people are not cool with admitting on the air. But I just felt like those two things had to go together. I don't know anything about Hootie or the Blowfish, but I would imagine you probably shouldn't be sober for experiencing them. That would just be my assumption.
You could have alcohol is another thing that people use, Danny.
I've been to 12 Hootie and the Blowfish concerts. 12.
Not everybody just, has an edible and watches the NFL every Sunday. Okay? Not everybody does that.
Yeah. I don't even love edibles. I think the funny thing about edibles that people are, like, everybody tells the same joke because it's the most true thing about them, which is for 30 minutes you're like, man, this edible ain't beat.
And then
dominate this edible. And then, like, 5 minutes later, your eyes are in the back of your head and you've just melted into the couch and you're like, oh my God, this is so scary. This is the strongest thing I've ever experienced.
The first time I ever went down the path was in Holland. I did a semester in Holland outside of Amsterdam. And we'd go to this little town called Venlo and go to a little coffee shop and get a space cake, as they were called. And we'd all then get on the train and go to Amsterdam, eat a piece of cake on the way to Amsterdam. About 45 minutes on that train, and you get off the train in the middle of a city, an international city you've never been in, where the trains just kind of go right on the street. Just directly on the street, right next to where the cars
People
go.
Are biking at like 20 miles an hour over the place.
Yeah, trains are flying by at a good 50, 60 miles an hour. They don't bother to use a horn or anything like that. Let's put six Americans who've just eaten a space cake in the middle of it, and let's see what happens. It did not go well.
The only saving grace about that, because that was our last European vacation, we did Paris, Barcelona, and Amsterdam. The saving grace of that is that about one in three people on the street are in the exact same headspace as you.
Like, that's true.
You are in good company.
Watch
in
yourself,
Amsterdam.
Man. Watch yourself. You're going to be all right, man.
Exactly. These trains and bikes, they'll come out of nowhere sometimes at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Danger. But I thought Will Perdue was great with you. I enjoyed him. And I enjoyed
him. Oh,
he's
awesome.
And I enjoyed him with Theo Epstein, too, because I'm listening to that the other day. And I was tweeting about it. You guys did a nice job with Theo. And Will's suggestion of Theo's bar with the underrated portion of it where he suggested different media guys as bartenders that a lot of us could be hired because of our relationship with Theo or whatever, that we could be bartenders and just, talk to people and answer their questions and stuff was hilarious. Theo giggled and said, I was thinking about Chicago and just one of Chicago's problems, not enough watering holes is not high on the list of Chicago issues. Got a good answer out of that.
Yeah, he handled that well, and it was a really fun conversation. This Hour on the Score, by the way, brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com. It was weird, man. Like, I knew it was coming. Everybody did. Whether you thought it was happening this year or next year, like, the shelf life was, it was almost over with Theo. He was very, like, he was transparent about everything. He was transparent about that. But I was still, when I heard the news and I read his article, I still was like, man, could Tom Ricketts have offered him an ownership stake? Like, oh man, like, if it wasn't for the pandemic, would he have given the Cubs another year? Like, they didn't get better with Theo Epstein leaving the organization. And so even though I knew it was coming, and even though it was the peaceful transition of power, and even though Jed is really good, and even though the Cubs are going to go through some painful moments here for a little while because it did not end it nearly as well as Theo wanted it to, and he was successful and mission accomplished and great and a legend for the Cubs and all of that stuff, I still couldn't escape the feeling of just, damn, I wish it wasn't over, and I wish there was a way to make him break his 10-year rule that he stopped short of after 9 years. Because it's not a good day for the Cubs that Theo Epstein is now no longer an employee of the Cubs.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And it goes beyond even just the baseball side. Talking to a couple people on the business side today about just knowing full well he was so well-spoken and put the thoughts out there in such a comfortable way that they knew there was never going to be like a shoe in the mouth moment that they would have to deal with. They would never have that to deal with. And his confidence and his eloquence and kind of bravado that he had kind of permeated the whole organization, that some leaders in various departments would use some of the terms that he would use, that he brought to the consciousness of the team. And they could lead, they could take his comments, incorporate them into how they led and get good performances out of their people, that the overall confidence within the organization was through the roof because they had that guy. That's a very powerful thing to bring to the overall organization. So, yeah, you know, everybody's feeling that way that you're talking about there, Danny, and people on all different kinds of levels, and still just, and a ton of people obviously on the baseball side with a lot of things to figure out. And Jed is a very smart guy and a very confident and well-spoken guy in his own right. But you know, he'll have to prove himself and make his bones anew here, and it starts right away.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, Jed, welcome to the job. Trade a former MVP and face of the franchise who makes up 1 in 5 jerseys currently being worn at Wrigley Field. Okay.
And get something we can live with, that we can sell to people as a viable trade package in return. And oh, by the way, we'd still like to compete next year because we got a lot of other people and a very high payroll. And we want to be in the conversation every year. A winning window that just ends is not what we're after. So that thread the needle trade that you've been discussing or thinking about for 2 or 3 years, make it now in this kind of off season. Go ahead and get some pieces that are close to helping. Good luck.
And oh yeah, by the way, that's not the only thing you have to do, right? Like it'll be that move and another. Do you think it's possible, by the way, that they just straight up non-tender Kyle Schwarber?
I think it's possible. The list of potential non-tenders, I was looking through it today. Schwarber would be on the high end of the possible salaries of guys that are options. I mean, Bryant is the highest. You know, the MLB trade rumors arbitration salary projection for Chris Bryant is 18.6. That's just what they projected. Schwarber's would be 7.9 mil. That's a lot. The Twins are debating what to do about Eddie Rosario. That's 9.6 mil for Eddie Rosario. I love that guy. And he brings a lot more in terms of five tools to the table than Schwarber does. Nomar Mazara at 5.7 mil. Bye-bye. That's a non-tender for the White Sox. I think Gary Sanchez for the Yankees at 5.5 mil is much discussed. But really, Schwarber's up high. I think it's possible. But look, if they can move Bryant and one other, maybe it's Baez, maybe it's Contreras, then I could see them keeping Schwarber, figuring that that's a reasonable number for what has become fairly dependable power production.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the goal is to, if you have to trade these guys, you trade them instead of just saying goodbye to them. But that would be one hell of a headline if they just like, hey, Kyle Schwarber, thanks but no thanks, goodbye. We're not going to even extend you that type of offer. That would be more jarring than actually trading Chris Bryant.
Yeah, I was looking on Fangraphs today, and several people, including Bryant and I think Schwarber, they were crowdsourcing. Like, one of their writers had thrown it out there. What do you think's going to happen? And I voted, like, in the options were tender him a contract, trade him, or, you know, non-tender. And most of them were like 60%, 30%. You know, like, none of them were like people don't know. People really do not know. It's such a chaotic moment in the industry that options are vast.
What's upsetting about that, though, is like the idea that it's they're claiming biblical losses, right? That's what baseball is claiming. And it makes sense on some level. Instead of 162 games, they played 60. They did not have fans in the stands for those 60. Okay. You made, but there's a difference between biblical losses and not making as much, right? Like, did you really lose money, operate at a loss, or did you simply make less? Those are different things, and baseball is muddying the waters on that a bit. And so,
well, they always have. Owners have always used that vagary to their advantage because they don't have to open their books.
Correct. And so I will just tell you, like, the official stance of me is going to – I have no problem if the Cubs say – we are going to operate with a lower payroll next year. And that is in part due to everything that happened in 2020. And because we know that the team as currently constructed is not good enough to win a World Series. And we also know that after 2021, so many of these guys are free agents that, of course, at this point, I'd rather trade them for 40 cents, 60 cents on the dollar than just get the draft pick back. But
don't you think that's the reality, though? Don't you think it, like
I do.
I don't think they're
just non-tendering them is different.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see it? Don't you see it as different? Like,
yes.
If instead of having Chris Bryant for one more year at $19 million, they're like, ah, damn, like, we're not good enough to win a World Series in 2021 with Chris Bryant, so let's trade Chris Bryant, save some money, get some young pieces so that the 2022, 23, 24 yes. Cubs can be better. I can get myself there and be like, damn, bad luck. He wasn't good. Pandemic. Like, it's not going to be fun, but I can get myself there. If they straight up say, we can't trade Schwarber and we can't pay him $8 million and Kyle Schwarber just leaves for nothing so that they save money, that I can't get behind. Like, I can't say that you're so poor to just lose him for nothing because of the pandemic. Like, I would need proof that they actually lost all of that money as opposed to just made less.
Or if there were no trade options that were viable out there at all. Like, would you need that kind of proof that nobody offered them anything of consequence for Kyle Schwarber?
But then keep him.
Then
go to arbitration
number.
and keep him and get the draft pick next year.
The Cleveland Indians didn't pick up the option on Brad Hand, closer. But even if not a closer, a late inning lefty reliever coming off a really good year again. And they didn't pick up that option at $10.5 million. And if that happened in this town, people would lose their minds if that were the Cubs. In Cleveland, they're so conditioned to understand and think about it that they're just like, okay, all right, I guess that's what they had to do. $10.5 million for a lefty reliever? That ain't jack.
But you tell me, am I being unreasonable there?
No, like, I don't think you're being unreasonable.
We're getting a little into the minutia. Like, yes, unreasonable?
No, I don't think so in terms of the non-tender. I would need more reasoning. I would need to know. Look, I believe that the losses have been massive. I think biblical is a really unfortunate term to use, and to cry about it or complain about it is never going to be received well. I think it was a really foolish term to use, but I absolutely believe that the teams that are contingent on day of game revenue have spent and accounted for finances that are thoroughly dependent on what became a very dependable day of game revenue. This is how music venues have operated for decades. This is how big sports teams who are dependent on, like, oh, you know, 30,000, 35,000, that's what we're getting every day. They've come to depend on that. And that's just, they've used it as calculus as to how they do business. And now what's upcoming in their year is because of their season ticket base, they're not going to sell a single ticket probably to anybody for a walk-up. You know, there's just going to be the season ticket people, and they've got that money coming in. But there's a way to frame that and discuss that and share that, which they have not successfully done. Because when you say losses,
I think
are biblical
that's
on that.
Yeah,
There's a way. Yeah, and I think there's a way to express that reality that they have not successfully done at all.
Yeah, and I do think for the Cubs, it's different than it is for the White Sox or the Indians, for your example, right? There are like six haves in baseball and 24 have-nots in terms of the revenue generators and then the people on the end, on the other end of the revenue sharing pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when the Ricketts family says this team's going to be in their family for generations, they're in it for the long haul, and they spent the money to launch a TV network, and they spent the money to own Wrigleyville and remodel the stadium and all of that, then this is what being a billionaire and an owner, a good one, is supposed to be about. Like, it in these tough times, I'm not saying, I'm not asking anybody to, like, put your family into destitution or, like, take these huge losses that are changing your quality of life in any, like, marked way. I'm just saying, like, you should operate differently than the Pirates or the Indians or the White Sox or the Rays. You're the Cubs. You're the Chicago Cubs.
And
you're
Danny,
closer to the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox than you are those other teams.
Well, what did the Red Sox
and that's what
do?
You,
the Red Sox traded the best one of the best players in the game because they could not make a financial commitment to his future. And now they've gotten to that point with Chris Bryant. And their fans are furious. And they will hold on to it for a long, long time. And that might happen.
And it might happen, exactly. And by the way, again, trading Bryant because there are baseball reasons to do so and operating with a lower payroll and getting 60 cents on the dollar are all things that I don't have to like, but I can rationalize and I can understand it. Non-tendering any of these dudes, giving them away to free agency for nothing before you have to. No, that's that for me. Other people will feel differently. For me, line too far. They have to. Kyle Schwarber is either on the Cubs or traded. Bryant is either on the Cubs or traded. We can't be they can't be giving away quality assets just to save money. I don't think they could possibly sell that to Cubs fans based on how they've conditioned us to treat them over the last 5 years, 6 years. So we'll see, man. That was very sports talky.
It was so sportsy.
It was very sportsy.
Man, that was really meaty and like involved different levels of contractual situations and financial stuff. We need something absolutely ridiculous to follow that up with. Please.
Oh, let's see. We already did In-N-Out. We already did zoo animals. We already imagined what it would be like to draft a 36-year-old. Oh, I got something. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
I got something real stupid for you next.
Nice.
On the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Danny Parkin Show.
Today's Friday, so it's supposed to be feel good, fast Friday.
On 670 The Score.
All right, Speegs, it is a feel good, fast Friday. And I almost made a mistake. This is now 5 days ago. Sunday was when it happened. It's the first time I'm feeling like maybe that my heart rate has settled down enough where I feel like I can talk about it and joke about it publicly. Because I almost made a mistake that I honestly feel like would have had a 1 year ramification for me and my life and my marriage. And then, you know, when you make a mistake and then it's going to be remembered and talked about for years and years, and, you know, like a wife's elephant brain, they remember everything.
No, I'm sorry. I'm unaware of anything like that. I've lived an error-free life and have had no conversational strife in a marriage at any point. So, yeah, but okay. I'll try and go there with you, but go ahead.
Okay. So I'm getting ready to do You Better You Bet, the Sunday morning show that airs on The Score once again this Sunday with me and Nick Costos, the gambling show. And sitting here, Steph's taking care of Owen. It's a peaceful Sunday morning. I'm prepared for the show.
Evan!
I'm like, that's right. I'm like, I got like 25 minutes to just be here. I'm like, I'm getting ready to work. You know something that I haven't done in months?
Shout.
Check my work email.
Oh, check your work email. I get you.
Yeah, well, because Mitch sends me everything to my Gmail, which goes to my phone. And if I had my Entercom email go to my phone, 97% of that stuff is just complete and utter nonsense that either I don't need or it also goes to Shep, Tanny, and Shane. We have three producers on this show right now. Like, anything that goes to that, they would also get, so that I don't need that, right? So I don't check my work email very often, and especially since I haven't been going into work, I haven't been checking it at all.
All right, let's pause there for 1 second. Look, I have been now vaguely employed for a while. I've got a lot of comfort and just, you know, a little knowledge of the vaguely employed lifestyle. And checking my work email for where I technically work every, you know, once a month, something like that, seems right for me. You work there every day. You have multiple sales relationships. You have, sell beds and gambling. And there's radio.com things. I'm sure that's how some of them reach you. That is a horrifying lack of professional diligence on your part, in my opinion.
It's not good. I admit it's not good. But I will say, like, nothing has fallen by the wayside with sales. Every sales rep has my Gmail.
There,
like,
you go.
They know how to get to me. I am accessible. I am responsible. I think I'm a pretty damn good employee.
Also,
but here's what...
Mitch will take care of you.
Mitch takes care of me. Yeah, and Mitch sends anything that I need to my Gmail or texts me or calls me.
Okay, got it.
And so I'm like, all right, I'm good. But so I was like, you know, I got time. Let me check the top email, okay, of 627 unread emails. The top one. Big capital letters in the subject line. Last day open enrollment. I almost missed
For insurance? For
insurance. I almost missed opting in and re-upping health insurance for my wife and my son.
You didn't, though.
Evan!
I panicked. I was like, oh, my God. Like, Steph, is, you know, she's got a medical background. She's worked in medical sales and medical marketing and worked for hospital systems. So she handles the health insurance, even though it's through my employer. But she's the one who, like, makes sure, you know, she just understands it better than I do. And so she handles it. And so I had to walk out there at 7:45 in the morning with my tail between my legs and be like, okay, I just forwarded you an email. Don't be mad. You have to figure out our health insurance
today.
Because let's live in a world.
See, man, you're just re-upping. You're just re-upping everything, but they make you do it because they want people like you to not cost them money for a year. They're like, we would be thrilled if you are valued employee is an idiot. That would help our bottom line a little bit. So you have to make sure that you go through and actually do it.
That's correct. Here, Steph, in a word. No, you don't want to say. Okay, yeah. She heard me talking about it. You've been married a time or couple. What level of fight and anger and duration do you think it would have been if we would have had to pay for health insurance out of pocket for a year because I missed open enrollment?
Because you didn't check your email?
Because I didn't check, just through staggering amounts of incompetence, laziness, and being coddled.
What about the postcard? Did you get the postcard that came to the house?
I didn't know there was a postcard.
I did not get a postcard. I got nothing.
Danny doesn't look at his mail either. He's a millennial to the nth degree, Tanny. If it doesn't come to his phone,
true story. The postcard is the failsafe. Like, so the wife in my house, she checks the actual mail. So like that would have been the failsafe. The wife saw that, hey, don't forget to do this. Like, oh yeah, okay, I'm on top of it. Oh, where is it? Like the postcard is for us, so we don't mess up.
You're right, but here's how incompetent I am with that. On my birthday, I didn't check the mail. Who doesn't check the mail on their birthday? We didn't check the mail until like October 26th. Both of her parents sent me birthday cards that I didn't thank them for until 5 days after my birthday.
Unbelievable.
I'm barely a functioning human.
I was just going to say, I've always found it a little uncomfortable when they refer to the mentally disabled as highly functioning. But you, it's like they need to refer to the non-mentally disabled as low functioning. You are a low functioning, healthy mental person, really.
It's true. I am
the low functioning downright, Danny Parkins.
I am downright gifted and brilliant in like three areas. I am incompetent everywhere else.
Go ahead, just tell us those three areas right now. Let's get it out there right now. What three areas?
No.
Gifted and brilliant in three areas. Okay.
I'll leave them to your all's imagination.
Basketball. But, I think basketball.
Yeah. But
use your imagination and you're probably right.
The amount of trouble I would have been in.
Yeah, it's just colossal. One of those three areas.
Yeah, guy on the Twitch stream, just pack your bags, Parkins. Yeah. It would have been...
No way. See, that's the thing. We're talking about your relationship. Steph is a lovely person. She's understanding. Yeah. She would be angry. She would be resentful. But she loves you. And you guys are locked and loaded. And you have a child. You would just have to live with a certain level of shame, which I would hope would bring you discomfort. I just don't know. I don't know for sure that it would. I don't know.
It would have been, yeah. Obviously, I do not think it would have been grounds for divorce. I do not think I literally would have been kicked out of the house. Right. I don't even think I would have been made to sleep on the couch, but I don't think I would have been able to, like, get my way in a 50-50. Like, I want to order Mexican food. She wants to order Chinese. We're ordering Chinese.
Remember that time you didn't sign us up for insurance? Chinese it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Exactly. It would have been the Trump card for the next 6 months of any sort of 50-50 proposition.
At my house, I think I would have been choosing which limb to live without. You know, I just would have been like, okay, go ahead, left arm. Go ahead. All right. Just go for it now. And then we can move on, theoretically. Because,
anyone just joining us, what are you talking about? I literally checked my work email for the first time in 3 months on the last day of open enrollment for health insurance by complete dumb luck on a Sunday morning.
Crazy.
In my first year of parenting. So I almost missed having health insurance for a newborn who, for the record, started his life with 27 days in the hospital and hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical expenses.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, I don't know how young appendectomies come. I know they come pretty young, like mine was 8 this summer for his appendectomy, and the hospital did a nice job, even though he had to go home and then go back to the emergency room. But yeah, Danny, it's scary out there. Like, if you were faced with a bill for, I don't know, $127,000 that all of a sudden you and Steph had to figure out. And you know, can I do a payment plan for that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, you can. Absolutely.
And I saved this particular topic for today because I felt like you'd be able to relate to it more than Will Perdue.
Also, also the 420 Club conversation, apparently, I can relate to.
Yeah, I should have saved that one for you, too.
Speaking of that, of his three, what did he say? There are three areas where he's gifted and brilliant. One of them is bong hits. I've seen it. Like, it's remarkable. The capacity, the comfort level, it's staggering. Your ability to take in maximum and still
arm
function.
Slot.
You ain't smoking if you ain't joking. Yeah.
Yeah. Arm slot was tremendous. Yeah. Release point, Tanny, as he put it down. Really top notch.
All right, smart guys. Three was an arbitrary number. Maybe it's four things that I have talent in. Who knows?
Not just
it's the
talent.
Danny
Gifted. Gifted, he said.
Gifted with talent. You were calling me low functioning and mentioned special needs people, okay? I had to overcompensate the other direction.
As the antithesis, Danny, that's all. Just as a marking point, okay?
Okay, you're right. So you could be here, but you're actually
not.
Slightly here. Okay.
Did you see Cody Westerlin? Did you see our very own Cody Westerlin with a great question for you here, Danny, on Twitter? At Cody Westerlin asks if you got that pet insurance for Omar as well, which is also an option.
I think I literally don't even know. I think we pay for pet insurance through a different provider and sometimes don't even file the claims. There is no bigger scam than pet insurance. And, like, just we are totally gullible and scammed on it. It's like, oh, well, like, if he tears his ACL, like, it's going to be great. He lays on the couch.
Is Tom Thibodeau watching your dog?
Yeah. What kind of minute count is Omar on?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's ridiculous. So he's literally laying in bed. This is the fattest, healthiest, happiest
way too long.
Dog.
Omar's gonna need a spinal tap if you're not careful.
And everything we've gone to the vet for, they're like, oh, that's not covered by your insurance.
Of course not.
What am I paying this for? It is a complete scam. I am the worst. But I wasn't because I checked my email. It's the Danny Parker Show with Matt Spiegel on the Score.
Station. Going great, Max. Thanks for having me.
I shut it down.
People on the text line being like, come on, Parkins. You would have just been rolled over into your same exact health insurance from the year before. No. At some companies, yes. At this company, no. That would have been a year of out-of-pocket healthcare, buying a plan somewhere else. It would have been unfortunate.
Good times. So I think the lesson is, at least once every fall, check your work email.
Yeah, exactly.
It's reasonable.
I think so. I should also mention the Score listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Give people a recommendation of something to watch this weekend without the Bears, Speaks.
Ooh, something.
What have you been enjoying? You have good taste in these things.
There's a horror flick that's if you like scary movies, there is a deep horror flick on Netflix called His House, which I thought was really, really good. A little bit of a message and thought process underneath, but
chop movie. I don't watch chop chop movies.
Yeah, no, it's there's a little chop chop, but morally it's just freaking terrifying. His House on Netflix. How about
this weekend? I am going to finish season one of Fargo, which is awesome.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Everybody's right. It's really good. And I will be finishing the Showtime Comedy Store documentary. I'm through 4 of the 5 episodes. It's incredible. Like, this is normally, if my life wasn't as crazy as it's been recently, I would have had that thing done in 2 nights. It's so good and right up my alley. But finally, we'll be finishing that this weekend. I highly recommend both projects.
I gotta watch the Comedy Store one. Everybody's in it, right? Everybody you'd think who was there.
they got everybody. You know what I mean? Like, Jim Carrey's there for everything. I mean, there's just so much stuff on
Pryor. I was there.
Robin Pryor and Robin Williams and Johnny Carson and just, like, everybody who came through it. And, you know, then there are people that you would have no idea that are there. And, you know, Howie Mandel and Michael Keaton. And Michael Keaton did stand-up, and
yeah,
he talks a lot about it. It's so good. And then obviously Rogan and some of the more recent stuff. It's really, really good. We had Hub Arkish on the show today. Shane Reardon took the day off to lick his wounds from going 0-for-3 with an error in his softball championship loser. Man, thought you were an athlete, Shane. That sucks, man. So we'll be sure to tell Shane on Twitter that he blew it for his team in the softball championship. This was fun, Speaks. Thanks for having me.
Relevant, some might say.
Yeah, okay. Well, what does that mean?
Out of nowhere. Yeah,
out of
that
nowhere.
Is relevant. Bring it up for Shane.
Yeah, man.
Me on Monday.
This was great fun.
I'm out.
Inside the clubhouse tomorrow morning with me and Bruce Levine. We are
perfect.
9 to 10:30, a little shortened for a big day of football. And then, yeah, I'm in for you. It's me and Ryan McGuffey on Monday. Had a good time with Guff last time, our first time. So me and Guff.
Bruce, I really do appreciate the way you communicate up front, transparent, direct. And you've been doing it for years. And I'm happy to come on your show anytime. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago or New York or L.A. or whatever. Like, I enjoy talking to you. And Matt, it was good to talk to you today.
Gabe Kapler acknowledging that I existed there at the end.
It was very kind of him to do so.
And then you and I are back Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll be back with Spiegel Tuesday and Wednesday before we take a little time off for Thanksgiving. Nick Shepkowski, our executive producer. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every day. Herb Lawrence, thank you very much for your added assistance today. Hub Arkish, who was on with us earlier at 4. He's coming up next. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins and the Danny Parkins Show on The Score.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, it's been quite a week, you know.
And this holiday happy hour was brought to you by DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig, the gift of the year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.